James Cummings, head trainer for Godolphin, is online. Morning to you, James.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Just on that, we've been talking about two-year-olds. Are we going to see Accelerates next Saturday?
Yeah, the name's Exhilarates, Andrew. This is the third time you've said Accelerates.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, say it again.
Her name's Exhilarates, right?
Yes. So Exhilarates, okay.
So she's going to run next Saturday at the Gold Coast in the two-year-old handicap 1,100 metres. And we've been happy with her since Wyong.
Yeah, she's an improving filly. Good morning, James. Big day today at Randwick, and I guess the banner horse for the meeting is Elise. And a lot of people are asking, why has James Cummings got Elise back in at this time of the year, given that we know she's a proven Group 1 horse? But there's a number of reasons for her return to racing in the Christmas Classic today, James.
Yeah, look, there are. She's got to get up and get fit nice and early, being such a heavy mare. And, you know, I think she's ready to run well. Mm. But... and certainly gets the races in good enough shape with the class she's got to run a really big race. But, you know, you've got to be really wary that she's not been seen since April and she's in a handicap here. It's not set weights and penalties like we see a lot of mares return in or wait for age for a dual Group 1 winner. She's got to carry the brunt of her performances, the full brunt of that weight for those great performances that she's produced. And for that matter, you've got to be a little bit wary.
Are you also a little bit wary of, or are you mindful of the fact she had that bleeding attack back in August, James? Does that impact her training, or you just try and treat it as per normal?
You know, I just try to put it out of my mind, to be honest. Yep. I think that once we've got our systems in place and we can ensure that she's happy and healthy, we just very much so put it out of our minds. We might investigate from time to time to ensure that she's okay, mm-hmm. and we certainly do nothing to risk the horse. But she's here and very healthy to run well today. But most importantly, just to get her preparation going, so that by the time a race like the Expressway comes around in a month, then at least she's had one run under her belt, and if she's good enough to get up for some of the earlier big race targets in the early part of the autumn, then she's ready for those. But that'll be, you know, and part of that might actually be taking her to Melbourne. Mm-hmm. It's on the card, but there's nothing locked in for sure yet.
Fair enough. You, as you said, James, she's such a big mare, isn't she? Tips of scale is just over 600 kilos, but she's looked really sharp in both her trials. She looks to be enjoying her racing.
Yeah, she's always paraded a bit big, and she will today, and she'll sweat up a bit. I mean, Ray, you go to the races, you remember seeing her. I'd say you flat out remembering the day she looked and paraded the best, given the amount of time she's gone to the races and being above herself and sweating up and on her toes in the parade ring, especially at Randwick.
That's just her, isn't it? You know, so yeah.
So we're gonna ask permission from the stewards if we can get her out on the track a bit earlier. And she seems to really calm down once she gets the grass under her feet there, and canters down to the barriers with the wind under her tail. She seems a happier horse. And in the theatre of the horse, sometimes you get the odd horse, maybe one in 50, that just really doesn't quite gel with the atmosphere.
Yep.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be nice if we could get that favour.
Yeah, keep it nice and relaxed. James, other runners today in race 5, you've got Drockage, Lawsell and Naya, all three competitive chances.
Yeah, they're competitive chances. I think that step up for Drockage will be suitable, as will the step up in distance for Lawsell, who was just strong through the line last time. And Naya, you've got to imagine she's going to be capable of just travelling a little bit more comfortably there up to 9 furlongs. And with the sort of sprint she has demonstrated up the straight the last couple, then she'd be a competitive chance in a race of that nature.
Yeah, and down to race 8, Deprive. Look, I know it was a Hugh Bowman special at Randwick 2 weeks ago, but you need to have the horse to take advantage of those runs. And he showed tremendous acceleration from the top of the straight.
Yeah, he went beautifully again, Deprive. An extremely good ride from Hugh on the day. Most judges had it down the best ride of the day. Would you agree with that, Ray?
100%, yeah. One of the rides of the year, I reckon. So.
Yeah.
Was so, carrying mine too, so she had a lot against her.
Yeah, that's right. So another positive to take out of it was that Dominic told me the following day, fastest last 600 for Deprive at that meeting. And that's four times out of seven that he's produced the fastest last 600 at a race meeting. Mm. Your horses that do that are capable of going on to better things. And I think that if he's sort of at that level again today, then he's going to be he's going to be extremely competitive. Mm. Make no mistake. This is a harder race, and we have full respect for the opposition. But you know, I really like to think that Deprive's a horse going places, and it's another nice race for him. Yep. I tell you what though, I saw him who's battling away in a much tougher race up north. He galloped in superb fashion against a Deprive during the week. So if you're a fan of Deprive today, make sure you pay attention to the way Asaurian lets down when he runs in the Falvalong quality at Doomben.
Okay, a little awkwardly drawn, Asaurian, though. Gate 13 up there, James.
He does, yeah. We didn't quite get the best of the draws. Yeah. But nevertheless, the other favourite in the race, Tactical Advantage, who I know well, he'll fly fresh and he's got form around Marsupial, who he's narrowly defeated by last start. He's also drawn wide in the same event.
Yep, exactly. Just one more at Randwick, James. Tanika on the last, and she's coming off a terrific win at Canterbury and back on top of the ground. No issue there either.
No, that's right. Another top-class ride from Hugh to get her home there at Canterbury. And so, you know, on reflection, she had a lot of things go her way to win that race at Canterbury, but this is a good test for her back to six furlongs to run well again. Mm.
And you mentioned quickly the team up at Doomben, a big team, chances in five races. Galway on the Burnborough handicap, James?
Obviously, Galway is one of our best chances up there. He's coming out of a strong pace from the Villiers. That's brought him on, and by no means did we think he was underdone going into the Villiers, but I think that the tough programming that that his opposition had been able to bring to that race just gave them the edge over Galway on that occasion. Mm-hmm. But battling against those bullies there in the Villiers, I think that'll have him pretty tough for a race like today, and he can run really well.
Exactly. And James, in the Nudgee Stakes, three mares, Jorda and Demerara, who are fitting in for Manicure resuming talented, all three winning chances there.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. Like it'd be a little bit hard to split them, other than the fact that you got two mares, Jorda and Demerara, that are race fit. Demerara coming there with winning form out of a good race. Jorda was narrowly denied by Bonhomie last time. And Manicure's got excellent form from sort of, March and April this year. She brings form like that to this race with a big, fresh performance, then she is a really strong outside hope.
Exactly. Telly's a good chance in the shootout, and Flo will be hard to beat in the buffering. Great team at Doomben, great team at Randwick today, obviously with Elise the highlight.
Just need to ask one question as the plane flies over the top, James.
I've got a question for you, Andrew, too. Do you want to go first?
Oh. Now you make me extremely nervous. are you going into the media room today just to ensconce yourself there and eat the sausage rolls and everything that you had last week?
Yes. Yeah, they gave me up, did they? Yeah, I'm going in there. Gary Portelli said that there's a trainer's room getting erected there at Randwick sometime soon, so watch that space.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Now, I'm very nervous about your question.
Before I ask it, Andrew, are you in Melbourne or Sydney this morning?
I'm in Melbourne.
Oh, okay. So when the chief steward comes on this morning, I expect he's probably due on. You might be able to ask him for me. It occurred to me when I, from time to time, I read through the steward's reports. It occurred to me the other day that the fines from the stewards, with all due respect to the stewards, the excellent job they do, have just started. It seems to me, incrementally increasing. And I wonder if those increases in fines is going hand in hand with the increase in prize money. So when you ask me when to come on times like this morning, how we think the season's gone and, you know, you've won this six group ones and this much prize money and these many races, does anyone keep a tally of the stewards' fines that go out to the jockeys and trainers?
Mm. Okay, well, no, we're Mark keeping, Van Gistel will join us in about 15 minutes
CPI
or so.
CPI maybe, Andrew, something like that.
But that, Darren Beaven, hope I was going to ask that question. He's normally the one that has to go in and defend
he
he's got to defend the case for Godolphin whenever there's a fine lingering over our heads there. But
he thinks it's coming out of his own pocket, old Daz, does he?
No, well, Darren's the best guy for the job because as a former jockey, well, it's all they're like part jockeys, part bush boys every time they go to the
exactly,
races.
Yeah.
They've got to defend themselves at every charge.
Yeah. No, I'll ask Mark. I hope you can listen or I'll send you a text in about 15-odd minutes and let you know.
Another trainer said it might be something to do with the change in personnel on the jockeys panel, but on the stewards panel. But I'm not sure that was very kind to some of the new guys coming in.
No, I think we're just. I think you're digging a hole, so we'll just stop there. I reckon, we'll have a chat with Mark in 15 minutes and let you know. Good on you, James. We better keep moving. Enjoy your day, mate.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, James.